And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. On this program, we explore words and expressions in the English language. We give definitions, examples, and sometimes notes on usage. Have you ever found yourself in a group of people with similar ways of thinking and interests to yours? They understand you. They really get you. They may even be wearing similar clothing to yours. We have a great expression for this. Birds of a feather flock together. This means people of the same kind or with the same tastes and interests often find each other. Artists may spend time with other artists. Lawyers often talk about legal issues or court cases with other lawyers. And people who love languages like to discuss grammar and words with other language-loving people. We have many similar expressions, and many of them use the word mind or brain. If someone thinks like me, I can say we are like-minded. I can also say we are of like mind or of the same mind. There is also something called a hive mind. In a beehive, the bees all work together to achieve the same goal. People who are part of a hive mind have similar thoughts, ideas, and opinions. They often work together to discuss an issue or solve a problem. And sometimes I can joke that I share the same brain with those who share my thinking and attitudes. If you are a spiritual kind of person, you can call these people your kindred spirits. If you are more of a science person, you can say you are on the same wavelength. And if you are a person who likes to make things, you can use these two expressions: cut from the same cloth, cast from the same mold. All these expressions mean the same thing. You feel a strong connection to someone and feel very similar to them. We have another expression that can also be used in this situation. But we only use it when we have a similar idea with another person. Great minds think alike. If you often listen to VOA Learning English, you belong to a community of like-minded people, people who want to practice their English. Welcome to our family. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.